Students across Nevada are beginning to settle into the 2019-2020 school year. To get a sense of how one district is doing, KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Churchill County School Superintendent Summer Stevens about the opportunities, challenges facing one of the state's smaller districts.
Tell me a little bit about the district. You know, how many students do you have here in Churchill County?
This year, our numbers are probably sitting around 3,200 students, K-12, and our preschoolers will start just under 100. One of the upsides to our district is that all of our schools, our preschool, our elementaries, our middle and high school, are all found within the city of Fallon. And so that's unique to we have a couple other places in the state that have that, but we're really fortunate to be able, within less than a five-mile radius, to have all of our sites.
All right, let's talk about how the district's doing academically. According to the most recent data available, Churchill County has lagged behind the rest of the state when it comes to test scores. What are you doing? What is the district doing to improve those scores?
One of the big initiatives and directions that we're trying to go is to really reimagine school. We want to open it up and we want to start expanding the possibilities, expanding opportunities for kids. And so the thinking for us is sharing with our board and our community all of the things that we're doing. We always say, if we don't tell our story, someone else will. And that's really even the statewide rating, the accountability model, is someone else telling their perspective of our story. And so we're working really hard to, again, reimagine a move to a competency-based learning model. And right now work into the expectations of the state, but we really are interested in finding those ways, which schools nationwide have been able to do, find those ways to move us off of those high stakes test scores. And you know, we're not where we want to be. Certainly, I don't know the new ratings, but we're sitting in 2 and 3 stars, and we'd really like to be different. And we're putting some things into place and really aligning ourselves kindergarten through 12th grade, putting those things together and trying to get to a space to create a personalized learning environment. That's the direction we want to go. And we believe it's the best thing for kids.
What does that mean? What is personalized learning?
So personalizing learning is really tapping into giving students choice and voice in how they learn, when they learn, where they learn, the methods that are used to really ultimately maximize each individual student's potential. And so traditional classrooms with the teacher at the center is the place that many places still exist, but we're working on a transition to be more learner-centered. And so we're really trying to challenge the adults in the system to take risks, try new things, press kids, let kids make mistakes. We have a 6th through 8th grade building where students work at their own pace, work in a project-based learning environment. We are expanding project-based learning at our high school. We have fantastic career pathways programs. We actually, I think, have 13 programs. We believe that career pathways are what are going to set us up for success for all of our kids, because everyone's going into a career someday. And we want to help kids start sorting through the things that are interesting to them, because ultimately, we prefer that kids take things that spark them and that they're passionate about versus the day-to-day, you know, doldrums of I got to go to work. And we want to make sure that they have skills like flexibility and adaptability, confidence, resilience, and the ability to ask questions, plan, set goals. And so the work that we're doing is really shifting to that. Over the traditional, we're going to learn these 14 units in math this year. And if you don't know them, well, that's too bad for you.
A lot gets made about the urban-rural divide, especially when it comes to education funding here in Nevada. You know, what do you make of it?
Well, I think one of the concerns that I'd have, I think trying to come to a space that creates an equitable funding model is going to be really important. And so that's one of the things that hasn't really been talked about here is how do we get to a space to ensure that the places that end up getting more money could take a little less, so the people who get very little just get a little bit more, and trying to, you know, come to that middle space where the funds flow a little bit better. Our kids are kids like everywhere else. We have similar issues. We have kids that experience trauma every day. We have kids that are homeless. We have kids that excel. We have kids that are looking for whatever the path is right for them. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we have to do what's right for kids all the time.
Summer Stevens is the superintendent of the Churchill County School District. Thank you so much for joining me.